Bible prophecy is coming true before our very eyes, and that's why we like every week to bring you what we call a prophecy update. It's our way of showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate centuries-old Bible prophecies. We tend to forget that the very existence of the nation of Israel in its ancient homeland is itself a miraculous fulfillment of Bible prophecy. In addition to Israel being reborn as a nation, Zechariah goes even further and prophesies that in the last days, with Israel back in her land, she would become a burden to all the nations of the world and that they would be gathered against her. We're approaching the anniversary of Israel's rebirth as a nation. To commemorate it, Israel's enemies are planning an assault of sorts. On May 3rd, Arut Sheva News posted a story on their website titled, "Hamas and Fatah Coordinate May 15 Assault on Israel." Here's some excerpts from that article. Hamas and Fatah, the twin terror groups that represent, quote-unquote, the Palestinian people in the land of Israel, west of the River Jordan, are cooperating on a project for intimidating and embarrassing Israel on May 15. The date is the 63rd Gregorian calendar anniversary of the declaration of the State of Israel in 1948. Dr. Zakaria Al-Aga, member of the PLO Executive Committee, said Monday that a joint Fatah-Hamas committee for marking the 63rd Nakba Day had been formed and that negotiations were underway with, quote, all of the nationalist and Islamic forces in order to carry out a joint central action on the day. The plans reportedly include mass marches toward Israel from all of the countries surrounding it by Arabs and foreign sympathizers. Nakba, or disaster, is what the Palestinian Authority Arabs called the establishment of the Jewish state, which occurred, despite a concerted Arab attempt to kill all the Jews in Israel. An internet campaign dubs the event the Third Intifada, or the Third Uprising. Then on April 30th, the same news outlet reported the following. A new illustrated map presented by the pro-Israel Americans for a Safe Israel shows that a Hamas Fatah-controlled Palestinian Authority state, with or without all the borders they demand, would leave all of what would remain of Israel within missile range. A Hamas Fatah state would allow the Hamas terrorist organization, whose stated charter is the destruction of Israel, to deploy Iranian and Syrian-supplied missiles near all Israel urban centers. Israel has been almost totally unified in its horror of the idea of Hamas being part of the Palestinian Authority. Even before the unity of the two organizations, there was fear of a Hamas takeover in the Palestinian Authority's Judea and Samaria areas, as happened in Gaza. The Obama administration has only stated that it is, quote, studying the new agreement, while former U.S. President Jimmy Carter said he thinks it's a great idea. Now, Israel has said that the surprise deal announced last week, which was meant to reconcile these two rival Palestinian factions of Hamas and Fatah, will sabotage the ongoing peace efforts. Nevertheless, and I quote, the leaders of warring Palestinian factions met in Cairo on Wednesday to sign a reconciliation agreement that ends 4 years of bitter strife. Hamas was ready to pay any price for internal Palestinian reconciliation, Hamas leader Khalid Mishal said. The only battle of the Palestinians is against Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu attacked the reconciliation agreement. He called it a great victory for terrorism. Now, these issues surrounding Israel are absolutely what you would expect from reading the prophecies in the Bible. You'd expect that Israel would be a nation again in the last days against all odds, but further, that the nations of the world would be gathered against her in a perplexing array of trying to figure out exactly what to do. And so it is prophecy unfolding before our very eyes. Now, I always remind you that though we follow these things, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy or trends in that direction, we're not looking for anything to happen. Jesus said that he would come and resurrect and rapture the church as a signless, imminent event. In other words, nothing has to happen first, and it could happen at any moment. And so we're excited as we read the Bible to see that we're definitely living in the last days and time is growing short, but every day and every moment of every day, we should be looking up expecting the return of the Lord. The question that people need to ask themselves is, am I rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.